Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I'll gather my transactions in big bits, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where when my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for noobs, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Thursday, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another fabulous show. And today I have some yummy announcements. So usually it's webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and Miss Sage Montana is taking time off because, as we all know, that she is very, very pregnant. Like, she's ready to burst. Well, at least she seems like she is. she's ready. So she's going to take some time off and do her thing. So tonight we have the fabulous cam model, Miss Princess Snow Angel, who is going to be on the show with us tonight. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay! Hello. How are you, sweetie?
I am great, thank you. It's been a great week for me so far, and I'm just really excited to be on the show. So, yay!
Yay! I'm excited to have you on the show. This is awesome, awesome. So let's do a little update with you, because some people probably won't know who you are, but Miss Princess Snow Angel, she is a fellow cam model on Stream8 also. And how are things going with you since you've started camming?
Things have been going really well, actually. I feel like my progression being a cam model has gone like really smoothly, and just like new ideas, I guess, have been forming for me. Recently, I got asked to do an interview for Steve Smith from the website MakeMoneyAdultContent.com. So it was great to be able to answer those questions. Yeah. He gave me a whole list of everything to like write down in terms of like interview questions, and it's going to be posted on his website as well as my blog, which is on my own website, princesssnowangel.com. So it was really exciting to do that. Yeah. And it was good as well to like reflect on some of the different categories he had, like for the financial aspect, for webcamming networks, and just my own personal information as a model. So yeah, I touched base on all those things. So that was good.
Sweet. And so are you still just only on StreamMate, or are you working other sites, or just sticking to the one?
Mostly I'm doing StreamMate. I am very loyal to that site because they were the ones who really were able to get me started on being successful as a cam model and really finding my niche, I think, in the industry. So I'm still very loyal to StreamMate. However, I am having some ideas of doing some custom videos that I'll be posting on manyvids.com. Yeah. And I'll be doing that probably within the next month because I've also been trying to do some more work on referring like other models to my own like independent business. So that's been going pretty well. It's been nice to be able to like get my own ideas of why I wanted to be a cam model so much and kind of talk to other people about just kind of getting in the industry and being in the know and stuff. So, yeah.
Right. Oh, sweet. Well, and, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to have you come on and co-host, is because of the fact that you've worked really, really hard in a short amount of time to get, you know, get your feet off the ground and really start building a, you know, cam model platform. And the avenues that you've taken to really start building your following and just go the, you know, the avenues that you are is so freaking smart. And a lot of cam models don't take advantage of all these avenues that are out there that they can use and run with it. Because, as you know, it's actually a business and it needs to be treated like a business. And so many models don't get that.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it, too, is knowing that aspect of it really does help you progress even more with everything that you're doing, like drawing in, like, different clients and stuff, getting more members. Even though we can't use social media too much on StreamMate, just knowing that when you go on there, the impression and, like, the vision you want people to see about who you are, what you're about, and that you're excited about what you're doing, I think is, like, a really huge thing because then they're going to want to go to you. They're going to want to see, oh, you know, let's come back for more. And just, I don't know, I think from there, at least for me as the model, more ideas and just more different things I want to do for my own success kind of build as a result. So it's nice.
Yes. And you are young enough to where you're going to have much success in this industry.
I'm hoping
like
so.
Some of us old girls. I'm like some of us old bass over here.
not true.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so everybody out there listening, remember, you can call us at 646-595-4038. Press the number 1 if you would like to join into the conversation. And we are going to have a guest who is another fellow StreamMate model. Miss Jane Burgess will be joining us here shortly. And she is a beautiful blonde bombshell. And if you haven't, like, went and seen her on Twitter yet, go check out her Twitter page, Jane Burgess, A-Z. Z as in zebra. So go check her out. She's a hottie patati, and yeah, she's got like this Marilyn Monroe look thing going on. Like she's like a, she's got this gorgeous like look, like bright ass,
yes,
freaking blonde hair. Love it.
I was looking at her profile actually too. I was very impressed. I'm like, oh wow. And her pictures were really awesome, great quality, and just yeah, I'm excited about it.
She's got really, really good pictures. Like she knows, and that's one of the things too that's very important for models out there. It's like, you know, even though we all do selfies on our social media, which, you know, yeah, I'm one of those. I do selfies all the time. Love it.
Right.
But having other, you know, pictures done are amazing if you know somebody who's a photographer and you can go out and get those pictures, you know, high quality pictures, for your website or even just for, you know, whatever cam site that you're on for your pictures. Although I do know that a lot of our fans really, really like the selfies because they feel like they're more natural. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do you get that?
I've had a combination myself where sometimes what I'll do is, because my boyfriend sometimes helps me out with like taking my pictures and stuff, because what we ended up doing was getting professional lighting on Amazon, like real like
nice.
Studio lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is like I have him sometimes take some of my pictures with my smartphone, which is a pretty decent camera. It's a Galaxy S5, so not too bad. And I use
right.
a tripod sometimes, or he'll just take the pictures from a distance to kind of use the lighting and that kind of quality to kind of capture both, per se. So,
mm-hmm.
then of course there's me, though, who I sometimes will just use my phone and do the reverse image setting and just, like, do my own selfie. But I kind of try to do both, so.
Nice. Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's bring this caller on who is waiting patiently. All right. Is this our Johnny boy?
Bingo.
How are you, John, darling?
I am doing well, my dear.
Good, good. So you haven't been on for a little while. What happened to you? You, like, disappeared.
I was sick for about a week and a half stretch. Let's see here.
Jeez.
And I missed a couple shows.
You did.
One due to your hiatus. And then I think I missed the other one by about an hour because I was off somewhere had no power.
You know,
oh,
that's
no.
okay. That's okay. I won't save you this time, but next time I'm going to beat you.
Please don't beat me. Please don't beat me.
I'm going
All right,
to
if you
tie
do.
You up and I'm going to beat you.
All right, that might be okay, actually. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I figured you'd be okay with that. So we have Princess
Melinda.
I'd be okay
with being locked in your basement, actually.
Oh, well, I don't have a basement, but I can put you in the crawl space, I guess. Might be a little dirty under there, but I'll stick you in there.
I don't know if I can actually fit in a crawl space. That might be a little bit of work. That'd be like trying to take one of those big, giant, double-stuffed Oreos.
I was not,
see how
it's not
much...
that small. A Furby fits
oh, well,
in there, so you'll be fine.
Sweet. At least I'll be able to keep Furby company when you ground him.
Poor Furby. Oh, my goodness. So we have Princess Snow Angel on because, as you know, John, that Miss Sage, you know, she's completely pregnated, like completely pregonado. And Miss Virginia Rose, she is moving to Nicaragua. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was like, okay, I got to scramble and find somebody who is going to be compatible with the show. And Princess here, she's just so smart, young and smart. And I was like, you know, she's going to have a lot to offer to the younger girls that are into the cam industry. What do you think of Johnny?
I just became aware of her today, so.
What?
I will have to follow her the minute I can get my pad back up. I had to power my pad down here a little bit. Ran out of energy, of course. It helps when
mm-hmm.
you plug in your mobile devices, kids. That's a tip for any potential model, too. If you don't forget to plug in your mobile devices. It's hard to take those selfies,
we
girls,
all like
when you don't do that.
Plugged in. We like to be plugged in more ways
than
one.
Some more
than
others. Isn't that right, Tammy?
Oh, my Lanta, silly, silly goose. So Johnny, any questions that you have? We have Jane Burgess that's coming on here in a few minutes, and I know you know who she is.
Oh, yes, I know Miss Jane. And I have to say this. Talk about a throwback. In look, we're talking like full-on vintage glamour girl here.
Oh, right?
So, it's just one of those things, and it's a standout thing from the first time you lay eyes on her.
Oh,
I
definitely.
Mean, it's the whole Marilyn Monroe vintage package thing going on,
mm-hmm.
which,
right.
you know, vintage is very big right now, too. The whole vintage pinup thing and all that good stuff. So she is going to be able to capitalize on that in epic fashion. I just have a feeling. Called a hunch.
And she's been camming for quite a while. I don't know exactly how long, but we'll find out when she calls into the show. So it'll be, you know,
remember.
Fun to hear. Yeah, I don't know, because I've
been following her for quite a while.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have been following her for a long time. So we have another caller, Johnny. Any more questions, or do you want stay on the line? I can bring you back on when Jane comes on.
I can graciously bow out, and I'll just listen. I just had to call in and show my support for you, and I will follow your lovely little co-host here just shortly.
Thank you.
And if you want to, talk to Jane, Johnny, Jane and Johnny sitting in the tree. If you want to talk to Jane, just make sure you stay on the line, and I'll bring you back on when after we introduce her and whatnot.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie pokey. I will talk to you later. Have a fabulous day, honey.
Later, taters.
Thank
later,
you.
Okay. So we have our other caller here. Let me guess. Would this be the fabulous Sweet Pea calling in?
Yes. Hello, Sammy. Hello, Princess No Angel. How are you both doing today?
Hi. Great, thank you.
Good, good.
How are you? Are you feeling better? Because you were down and out last week.
Yeah, I had a sore throat last week, and now I'm dealing with a sore foot.
Oh, I'm not going to ask why you had a sore throat.
They're not related, though. Yeah.
So are you following Princess Snow Angel on social media? Have you kind of checked her out a little bit?
Yes, I have seen her on cam and followed her on Twitter.
Oh,
awesome.
Nice. Good boy. Good boy, Sweet Pea. Such a good man you are. And what do you think about our guest that we have joining us here in a little while, Miss Jane Burgess? She's a hottie blonde bombshell.
Oh, yes, she's very beautiful. I have seen her on cam many times, and I do, you know me, I always have a corny joke for her prepared already.
Oh, nice. So then what I'm going to do then, I'm going to put you back on hold, Sweet Pea, and then when she comes on, I'll bring you back on. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. It sounds great. So now you go masturbate. I'm going to put your earmuffs on. Oh my Lanta, I'm going to put your earmuffs on and I will bring you back on a little bit after she comes on the air live. And remember, to the rest of you, you can call into the show at 646-595-4038 and I will gladly put you through and join and let you join in on the conversation if you press 1. But right now we are going to let Miss Angela do her Dollhouse Radio announcements. So Miss Angela, please take it away.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. Check us out live weekly every Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., webcamming with Sammy and Sage every Thursday at 7 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea every Friday at 11 p.m., and Urban Society every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. New shows come in summer 2017, so be on the lookout. Indie artists, submit your music submissions to dollhousemp3@gmail.com. Be sure to include your bio or one sheet, a photo, and your track in MP3 format. And make sure you are checking out our website, hotsugartea.com, daily for the latest in adult film gossip, music, entertainment news, and all things Dollhouse Radio. Follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar 2 and at Dollhouse Radio. And now, back to your program.
Well, thank you, Miss Angela. That is very nice of you to take time out of your life to do these announcements for us, because I would totally screw them up. I would. They would end up being all sexual, and then they'd be like, all right, we need to talk. I'd be like, oh, okay. All right. So while we are waiting for Miss Jane Burgess to join us, we're going to talk a little more about what's going on with Miss Princess Snow Angel, because she is, you know, in the industry now. I have a question for you. Since you are doing webcamming, how do you feel about getting into the porn side of things? Or is that something, are you just going to stick to the amateur style porn?
Well, really, I definitely think that I want to try to do like a little bit of both. As for like the porn side of things, one thing that I would definitely want to do is just kind of be able to, obviously, since I've kind of tried to grow as my own independent business name, which is technically PSA Models, I would definitely want to, you know, do my own aspect of hiring other people if I wanted to do a video with, and kind of different visions that I have for different scenarios I would want to film, I would definitely want to do in like kind of a format that I have in mind. So it's definitely not out of the question for me, but it's kind of a work in progress at the same time, considering some of the differences of it, but it's definitely, definitely upcoming for me, I think. So, but I definitely not want to leave webcam modeling either, because that's like my, I feel my main aura of things. So
your little niche.
Yeah.
Your little niche that you found. Nice.
Yes.
Nice. That is awesome. Okay, Miss Jane, go ahead and press one, and I will bring you in live to the show, darling, our beautiful blonde bombshell. Oh, my gosh. She is so freaking pretty. Like, yeah, and I totally love love Marilyn Monroe, and that's what caught my eye with her a long time ago, years ago on StreamMate. I was like, whoa, this chick has got the Marilyn Monroe thing going on. Like, she's hot. All right, here we go. Hello, darling. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Fabulous, fabulous, everybody. We have Miss Jane Burgess here on the air with us live, and I'm so excited because it's been a long time waiting, and I'm so glad that you're able to take time out to join us today. How has everything been for you there, beautiful?
I am really, really good. I'm just enjoying summer, working on new projects, and living life.
Nice. And you are busy because the links that you sent me, like to your blog, everything, like you're a busy chica.
You know what it is? I am a talker and a people person. I like blogging. I like doing phone sites. I like doing cam sites. I like texting. I like making videos. Mm-hmm. I kind of learn in this industry. And it's the one thing a lot of people don't tell, like the new cam performers, is you should never rely mm-hmm. on one site, and you should never put your eggs in one basket. I think it's
right.
really important
that, is
that you
very
have to
true.
Have several streams of money coming in.
That is
right.
very true. Just like Princess was just saying that she's got her Manny Viz, you know, thing going on. And it's so true. When you're starting out in the cam industry, definitely don't stick to one avenue, because there's so many ways to make money. It's disgustingly crazy, all the ways you can make the money.
It is. And I kind of wish that there was something for new cam performers. Not, I don't know, maybe like a big sister, little sister program where like a established cam performer could maybe put them under their wing, kind of guide them through the system.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. And that's one of the things that, which I kind of just took on myself. Like I find a new, like even on StreamMate, I'd see a new cam girl and they would just be struggling. And I would, you know, send them a message and, you know, someone would reply because they would actually think it was me and some wouldn't. They're like, oh, yeah, that's not you. Yeah, whatever. And so the ones that did, it was so nice to talk to them and actually say, hey, you know what? There's other ways for you to start building your fan base and making money. And I'm glad, you know, to help you. And I don't even need to make any money off you, but I'm just glad to help you get your foot in the door somewhere else, which is something, like you said, other models, they actually do need help. They do.
Right. They really do. And I wish kind of sites would also implement a program too, like a couple of the sites
mm-hmm.
do. They have videos up and they have like a training session where once or twice a week a cam performer goes on and people can ask questions. But I think it's important for all cam sites to do that because these girls, one, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know about the equipment. They don't know what they should look like on cam. They don't know how to send traffic. They don't know about social media. They don't really have anyone to guide them. So if they don't do well, they get discouraged and just quit. And that's really sad because I think a majority of them could probably do so well if they just had a little bit of help.
I definitely agree. I mean, especially being kind of new to the industry and getting started, one thing that I guess kind of helped me was the Amber Cutie forums, which mm-hmm. had a little bit more information about, like, different things you could do to, say, like, update your equipment so you have better streaming quality depending on whatever site you're on. And they also have girls from multiple cam sites, so you kind of get a feel for what different sites would be like and which ones you could try, like, you know, different ones. You could try one. You could go into, like, say, many vids and do things there. So it's a good source of information. And as for me, trying to build a bit more of a business independently with it, that I definitely want to add more to my blog, per se, to kind of maybe reach out to more people and be able to say, hey, here's something else you could do, or, you know, try this, or I'd suggest this, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And you know what's awesome is, like, you – no. I'm, like, just jumping in there.
I was just going to throw out Shipper Web. That's another good one, too.
Oh. Yeah. See, you guys are throwing shit out there that I haven't even seen, only because of the fact that, you know, this goes from me just building up my name on the cam industry. And so I didn't really take the time to go and look at those things because I worked so hard my first couple of years. But – like, you guys, this is such great information for new cam models and even cam models that have been camming for a long time that are just stuck in a rut. So see, this is great information. You guys have a lot to offer. I love this. This is why we have the show.
Well, that's, you also have, like, built up such a great, great following, Sammy. You have, like, your sex monsters. Is that what they're called?
I know, right? My crazy fucking sex monsters. Those little masturbating fans of mine.
I love when you talk to them on Twitter, though. It's hilarious.
Oh, some of my cross-dressing sex
They're
monsters, I swear. You know what? I love it. There. Oh, my gosh. I've had more cross-dressers in the last year and a half than the whole time that I've been in this industry. And I'm just like, wow, those shoes look more expensive than mine. I'm like, huh. And your feet are bigger than your wife, so I know you have to buy those.
Cross-dressers are the best. I love those people.
Oh, my God. They are so awesome because, honestly, you don't even have to do anything. You just have fun with them and let them play out their role. And you just, yeah, you just say things that they like to hear. And, oh, boy, things happen.
I do. And they always have, like, amazing clothes too. That's what always surprises
right?
me is they have, like, expensive makeup, perfect hair done, gorgeous outfits, like you said, nice shoes, amazing bedrooms. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like jealous of all the stuff they have.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm so envious of you. And 90% of my cross dressing fans are married. And I'm just like, huh. And how have you been getting away with this without your spouse knowing? Like, how do you hide this when you're so, because whenever I do log on cam, they're always there. They're like, bam, okay, she's on, I'm coming on. And I'm just like, wait, it's the middle of the day, and like, or it's the evening time, like, where's your wife? Did you lock her in the basement with John?
They always do it when their wives aren't home, or I've noticed when they're out of town on business trips. I get a lot of businessmen on business trips.
Oh, yeah, right. And I get the ones that are at home and the wives are at work. And I'm just like, huh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So the wife is working to pay for your cam time. That's awesome.
I don't
That's
know. I like
sad.
The
fetish
people. The fetish people are amazing to me. They always pay. They're always really polite. They're, like,
mm-hmm.
very specific to their fetish, but they're always respectful. They never really give you any trouble.
Right, exactly. I've noticed, too, I recently did have a longer show with somebody that specifically just wanted to, like, compare clothes, and he was very respectful at the end, gave me a great rating, and he's like, I'll definitely be back. So I can agree with that.
I'm
no,
telling you.
I love them, and they never say, they never say baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That is, like, my biggest thing on, like, what is it called? Twitter. It's always like, hey, baby, with two Bs. And I'm just like, for the love of God, if you're going to send me a message, at least type out the four letters.
Right? It's like, why are you calling me BB? I already have a friend named BB. So why are you calling me BB? Like, that is just not right. And this BB is actually a cross-dresser. And I'm just like, don't call me BB, damn it. Oh, my gosh. So, Jane, how long have you been in the cam industry? Because you're very good. Like, and, you know, and I've been saying you're freaking gorgeous. You really are. You've got this whole Marilyn Monroe, you know, thing. And the pictures you sent me, oh, my gosh. Talk about hottie patati. Seriously, you are. But give us all a little insight. Give us an insight about you on, like, how long you've been doing this and how you got into the industry, if you want to share all that. Or just tell us what you want to tell us.
I actually started out doing shoots, photo shoots, magazine shoots, stuff like that. And then I kind of got burned out because you have to travel so much for that and you're always away from home. So I think it was 2005, one of the girls I knew said there's this cam site called, I don't know if you guys remember Private Cams or cams.com.
Yes, I know
I
that
don't.
One.
Yes.
Okay. So I tried that out. And I loved it. I found out that camming can be much more than people say it is. It's mm-hmm. fun. You get to meet people. You get to chat. I mean, you get to do whatever you want in the show. And I was like, oh, my God, people actually pay you for this. I was so amazed that, like, somebody would actually pay just to talk to you. Because some of the shows
right?
they do, they just talk. That's it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is the most amazing job in the world. I literally stay at home and log on, and someone's going to give me money. But then the more you do it, you realize you actually have to hone your craft. And I think the one thing that people think when they do camming is, if I'm pretty, that's good enough, and it's just not anymore. Maybe back in the day it was, but now you have to be entertaining. You have to be
right.
funny. You have to know how to do a show. You have to know about all these fetishes. You have to own all these outfits people want. And people want some insane stuff. I can't even
imagine. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh.
Do you get those, too,
there's
where they're, like,
things.
Very specific, down to label?
Oh, yeah. I have, yes, I've had guys, little monsters. I like to call those ones the little monsters. They don't even make the sex monster category because I tell them they're the little monsters. And I'm like, well, if you want to be that specific on going straight down to the label of a garment, a toy, a shoe, anything, I'm like, then I will put it on my wish list. You purchase it for me, and then we will move up into the sex monster category. Because some of these guys, they don't realize what it takes for us to have specific outfits. Like, they don't realize, especially when you're new to the camming industry, how much money us girls put into camming. The toys, the lighting, the webcam, the computer, the, like, everything that we put into it. And these guys just think, okay, I'm going to log in. This is my fetish, and I want to see what she's going to do, and I want to see her wearing this and using that and God knows where.
That's so true. Like, I always get these guys, do you have a fur coat? And I'm like, I live in Phoenix Metro. I'm never going to own a fur coat. It's never good enough here.
Yep.
Like,
I've got a guy that loves leather. I have a leather guy, and which I have leather, so thank goodness I had it from years ago. I'm way older than the two of you, but, like, I have my, you know, 90s stuff still in my closet, and which I would have thrown away years ago if I never would have webcammed. But I had somebody ask me for leather one day when I first started. I was like, oh, yeah, I actually have a leather jacket with some fur. And he's like, oh, my God. And all he wanted me to do was, like, walk around wearing this jacket with a G-string on and heels. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This guy just paid me how much for that? I'm like, this shit's good.
I literally had that same request one time. That's funny.
Yeah, it's always jackets. I don't get it. I'm like, do you have a jacket? And I'm like, yes. And then sometimes I'm afraid of where it's going.
Right.
Because it's open out with some long, strange, weird scenario, and I'm just like, oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we have a caller that's patiently waiting. Let me bring him back on. Sweet Pea, are you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Jane. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. By the way, happy belated birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, happy belated birthday. I didn't know.
Yeah, June.
She's another year younger. She's another year younger.
I'm a Gemini. Don't mess with us.
Yes. Nice. All right, sweet pea. You said you had, you know, something for Miss Jane here. What do you got there, darling?
Yes, first a comment before the joke. With her being a Gemini, she's always a gem in my eye.
Aw, thank you. I actually like that.
That was sweet,
Pete. Thank you. And now for the joke. Meet Tarzan, you, Jane. Yeah. Meet Tarzan, you, Jane, and anybody who does $0 cam show is a cheetah.
Oh, my God. So
you must read my Twitter or blog or something, because, yeah, I've talked about that before.
Oh, so you hate the $0 gold shows?
No, I don't hate them.
I hate them.
Okay, we've had, well, I'll kind of explain that, because I don't want people to be like, oh, she's a bitch and hates on other people.
Say whatever you want to.
Okay. What I said was, I don't see the point of $0 gold shows. Because if you're working your butt off on a cam site, these people should pay you. And when you give them stuff like that, they're not all of them, but a lot of the cheap ones are always going to demand it from you. Like, let's say you do a gold show and then you do private and exclusive. They're always going to nag you for the gold show. And the weird thing is now they feel almost entitled to stuff. Because I don't do a lot of gold shows, but I have friends that do, and they're like, yeah, these guys for $5 want, like, 50 videos and 30 picture sets. And I'm like, hell no. You're getting a discount
right?
of $5. What do you want? Like, someone's car, too? Their firstborn child?
Right? Might as well give you my social security number and everything, just so you can go rack up cam shows under my name. Jeez.
Exactly. And that's the other thing customers have to remember. Camming is not a right. It is a luxury, just like if you can afford an expensive dinner, or you can afford a beautiful house, or you can afford a beautiful car. Camming is the same thing. The people on there are working. They're not there to entertain you for free. They are not there to, you know, you throw a dollar at them, expect to be given, like, this beautiful long speech about, thank you so much for that whole dollar. I mean, they have to remember, it's an industry and it's a job. And treat it like a job.
Right. Exactly. So, Princess, do you do gold shows very often?
I kind of started to do them on occasion, especially at times when it's slow. I find that it's a good way to kind of, like, switch it up. If I'm not getting too many people in a paid chat, I'll be like, all right, let's try a gold show. But something interesting I've noticed is recently when I've tried to do gold shows, a lot of people don't want to pay for them. And they just kind of are like, oh, no, I'm not going to bother, whatnot. So, I have had more privates and exclusives that way, but at the same time, it's like it kind of cheapens the aspect of if I'm going to put the time into doing a gold show, it's, you know, I like when I get a few people that will contribute, but even when people don't, it's not such a big deal. But I guess bottom line is when I put in the time and the quality to do a good show, I like to be able to get that fair exchange of getting, you know, the amount that I deserve for it. So that's just my opinion, but.
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's like you just hit the nail on the head. It's doing a good quality show. And what a lot of, you know, customers don't realize is you're getting a good quality show for a short amount of time for a really good price. And, you know, that's the time for the customers to really see that show in a group manner and see what they could be expecting in a private or exclusive. You know, and that's what a lot of these girls that do these $0 gold shows have ruined for a bunch of us, you know, is they keep doing these $0 gold shows over and over and over. I'm sorry, but our vaginas are worth more than zero. Just saying.
Right.
Just saying, damn it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
My vagina is worth more than zero.
It really is. It is, and I think camp performers need to realize that, too. You are worth more, some of these people, than they think they are. And if these guys aren't going to pay you, then try something different. Yeah, you don't have to resort to zero shows.
And privates and exclusives are a great way, you know, this is pertaining to Stream Night. Privates and exclusives are a great way for the customers to actually get to know you as a model, especially in exclusive shows. They get to know you personally on a one-on-one basis. Like, I know more of my fans' wives' names than half the time I remember their name, because all I do is talk about their wives. Like, like, oh, my wife so-and-so doesn't do this. Oh, she doesn't do that. She doesn't. And you do all of this. And I'm just like, that's great. Now I know your wife's name. I heard your wife's name, you know, 150 times during this video chat. That's a great show right there. I love it.
That is so true. I remember the first time somebody did that. They were, like, calling and talking about their wife. And I'm like, oh, my God, if your wife could hear you, you'd be so dead right now. Because he was just talking about what half she wouldn't do. I'm like, well, what does she do then? I mean, look at the positive.
Yeah.
You married her.
Right. Okay, so this happened to me in exclusive one time, and I brought this up a long time ago. And this is one of the funniest freaking shows. Well, it's not funny because I don't know what happened to the poor dude. He never did come back on cam again, but he was laying there, you know, stroking his dick, doing his thing, and the lights were low, and he's in bed, and all of a sudden I see this thing move next to him, and he's like, oh, his wife woke up while he's stroking his cock during an exclusive show, and she slams the computer shut. Never heard back from the guy. Poor little man. Poor guy.
What?
Why would
you do that with your wife
still married? Right?
Put her a different room on your laptop. You don't lay there and hope your wife next to you doesn't wake up when you move around.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
I was just like, I sat there afterwards, and I'm just like, did that just happen? I was like, that so totally just happened. And it happened to me. And I'm like, and the guy, he was like 22, 23 years old. And so, you know, nothing against guys that are 22, 23, but sometimes they're not that smart. Sometimes. Quite a few times.
Or they label you all MILFs.
Yeah.
Everyone's a MILF. They can be 19 and you can be 24 and you're still the MILF.
Yes.
Right? I don't get that. Yeah.
Okay,
one of the cam girls I know talking about that.
Oh, right. It's so funny. And there's a distinction between a MILF and a MILF. A MILF is actually a mother I'd like to fuck. So, you know, MILF is actually a woman who has children. But a lot of guys tend to think that because you're at a certain age, you could be, you know, 23, 24, and you're considered a MILF. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not too sure on that one, but all right. And this whole labeling is just interesting. It's like, okay, well, you're a MILF. Oh, maybe you're a young MILF. You just haven't had children yet.
Yeah, I hate the labeling strategy in today.
Yeah.
They act like you're like 100 years old, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not.
Right? And it's like, here I am. I've been in this industry for quite some time. And I had somebody say to me, well, are you a GILF? I'm like, no, I'm not a grandma. I don't plan on being a grandma. And please don't ever say that again. I'm like, that's some fucked up shit right there.
I mean, why are you looking for someone's grandma anyways? That's just weird as hell. I could sort of maybe get the MILF thing, but definitely not the grandma thing. That's just, like, creepy.
Yeah. Hey,
right.
If I'm still on cam when I'm over 50 years old, then my husband's going to shoot me. Seriously. And I am not that far from 50, so ladies and gentlemen, you now know I won't be on cam for that much longer.
Aww, it's going to be sad when you retire.
Oh, no, it'll be okay. I'll still have my social media and still be having fun. I just haven't announced when the retirement time will come because I think I'm going to throw a little party, like do something really fun and crazy with a bunch of cam models, like have all you cam models, like, oh, my God, that would be so much fun. Get all of us crazy, fun, crazy, the ones that are fun, not the mean ones. I don't want any mean girls. No mean girls.
No, don't do any mean ones. They're already mean on everything else, social media and on the site and stuff. if no one wants Mean Girls.
Oh, my
Unless
Lanta.
We
want to
a fight on Instagram or something.
Right. So, Princess, have you noticed that? Have you had any Mean Girls since you're newer to the industry? Have you had to deal with that yet?
To some degree, yes. Most of the time, I've realized it's been, like, on my public chat, per se, where, like, people will sign in, like, under a name where I can tell it's possibly a cam model name, and they'll say different things in my room to try to, like, I guess, either pick on me or try to, like, lose my focus. But I try not to pay too much attention to that. I just kind of block them and move on because I just don't feel like it's worth my time or energy to feel bad about it. I'd rather just continue doing my thing, I guess.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's like, one of the best topics that I like to bring up all the time is cam models should just stick together because we're all in this industry doing the same thing, and we all make money. It's like, focus on yourself and being positive and having fun in your own cam show instead of going into other cam model rooms and being a bitch. Like, there's
right.
no point.
Yeah. Especially, I know when I was younger, I used to have a big jealousy issue, which I've gotten over completely because I realized, like, the more you support and, like, see the good things and, like, especially other models or people that other ones could consider, oh, I'm jealous of this aspect about so-and-so. It's like, it's not worth it.
Right.
If you see a good thing, then maybe that will help, like, keep everything good for, like, all around and within the site. So, yeah.
Right? Oh, my gosh. It's really so funny. Okay, sweet pea, I'm going to have to let you go, darling. Do you have any more questions for the girls?
I just want to say
no.
I love all three of you, and keep up the great work. And, Jaina, I really love and appreciate you very much. And all three of you are fantastic.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sweet pea's
You're
got
welcome.
A Jane crush. All right. Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay.
Love
so we have another caller that we are bringing back on because he called in before you came live. Johnny darling, are you there?
I am there, and I just had to call in and, you know, show my support because in all my social interactions with Jane, she has always been very nice, and I applaud the fact that she is so diverse personality-wise. Mm-hmm. I think it's outstanding.
Aw,
nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I can be – social media, I think the thing for me is I'm very honest, and other honest people appreciate that, and sometimes people who aren't honest don't. Especially if it's them I'm saying it to. So I think that's the other important thing, too, to remember as webcam performers or customers to remember, is that we're human, too. I mean, sometimes we get angry, sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sick, sometimes we're sad. And I feel like sometimes on social media, everybody expects you to be like this wonderfully sexy sex bomb. And, you know, that's not what we are 24/7. At least I'm not. I'm not like that.
Oh, I know I'm not.
Right, no.
I don't think I could ever be like that.
I'm one of these nice guys all the time, but I'll be honest, I've got a rattlesnake's temper, and yes, I have a weakness for beautiful women that tends to cut out a lot of my venom more oftentimes than not. So I'm always will have a kind word for the ladies because I also understand that in some cases, you get unjustly persecuted for the line of work that you're in, and I think that's complete and total bull because most of the individuals that I've had encounters with have been very nice people and are hardworking and shouldn't be crapped on just because of the type of job that they do. I think that's bullshit.
Bullshit.
You're right.
Right there, folks.
It is very bullshit.
A big bullshit. And a big S.
And I love the people that other come on cam search on social media. Oh, well, if you do this job, you must be really dumb. Really? I don't think so. I mean, look
I'm
at
like,
Sammy. Look at all the women in this industry that have spun this into such a great career, and they make such good money at it. An idiot couldn't do that.
Aw,
thank
you. Aw.
You have to be smart. That's how some
there.
Of these people only last a year or so because they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to market themselves.
Uh-huh.
They don't know how to make the money. So the reality is we are not dumb. And I think a lot of people are just pissed because they can't do it.
That
and I'll tell you the thing,
good point.
From a standpoint as somebody who follows a lot of models, the one thing that will drive you crazier than anything is if you were particularly following a model and then all of a sudden your social media thing, you get, Twitter is really awful about this. You will get the unfollow thing and you won't even have done it. And for months at a time, you're looking for that person that you used to remember seeing pop up in your feed and you don't see them anymore. And you're like, what happened? And then you realize, oh crap, I'm not following this person anymore. And I didn't do it.
Oh my gosh. That. I've had that happen. I've had cam models that have like went on a Twitter rant and bitched at me because I unfollowed them. I'm like, I didn't unfollow you. I'm like, not my fault. Like, there's something happens. I don't know what the hell it is, but it happens every once in
it's
a while.
A glitch.
And but, yeah, and because I've had where somebody had unfollowed me that I was really close friends with, and I'm still close friends with her. And I had texted her. I said, dude, I said, did I piss you off? And she's like, what are you talking about? I said, why'd you unfollow me, sad face? And she's like, really? She goes, I didn't unfollow you. And then she looked at her Twitter and she's like, oh, shit, I unfollowed you. I don't know why.
And how difficult,
yeah.
I have a question for you three ladies. How difficult that is that, say, you were trying to set up an appointment to work with each other, and then you've just met and you haven't gotten any other contact info out of each other. That just screwed you out of money. I would be freaking livid.
I know, but the smart way to do that is you just send a tweet and say, hey, you know, or whatever social media, you know, information that you have for the person. You just send them a tweet or an Instagram or what, God knows what. We have every freaking way of contact with everybody in the freaking. Actually, just call the government and say, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of so-and-so. Can you have them call me? Like...
Yeah,
I don't have that kind of stroke myself.
Most of us just contact each other, like, you know, DM, what's your email or what's your phone number? So we know how to contact each other if Twitter goes down. But Twitter does that all the time. They unfollow people. And then they did this change where for a long time I couldn't figure out why I couldn't see, like, adult pictures. And I didn't know they had changed the settings.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is going on? I thought I did something wrong, and then I was reading everyone else, and they're like, change your settings. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Right, same thing.
That the individual should pick and choose if they want to look at that or not.
Exactly. Damn government. No.
I
should probably like,
know who to go after.
All right, Johnny, thank you so much. We're coming up to the end of the show. Do you have anything else for the beautiful ladies?
No, I just bid you all a marvelous weekend and much happiness and prosperousness, if that is a
Yay.
Word.
It is now.
Hey, I make a
word.
Hey,
I like
now.
The way
I
you think.
The word.
Johnny's word of the day. Make it
I
up.
Like
I don't
like
give
President
a shit.
Bush with his strategery.
See, just make up words. It like sounds amazing in that. Amazing in that. See, we have another word right there. Like, who cares? As long as it sounds cool and cute, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, you can make shit sound really good if you do it really cool. Like, okay?
I know all about
all right,
that.
Johnny.
I'm all for wrestling.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yes,
honey.
Way through it. That's how it works.
There you go. I'm glad you're feeling better. Thank you for joining us today, darling.
My pleasure as always, ladies.
You have a fabulous stroking good evening. I always got to throw that out there. Okay, ladies, we are coming up to the end of our show. I absolutely love that you had taken time out of your day, Miss Jane, to come join us because you actually had some good stuff to offer to the people, to the models out there, you know, and Princess, of course you do, and you're going to be back on, you know, next week and whatnot. So yeah. I just love having the aspect from, you know, Princess new cam model, and Jane, you've been doing this for quite a while, but just knowing that mm-hmm. new cam models have a place, you know, they can listen to what you girls had said earlier and maybe go look at these blogs or look at these other sites and really find somewhere that they're going to be able to get help. And well, not really, I don't want to say help, but find some way to, you know, get into the industry and actually build up a business, because that's what this is. It's a business for all of us. And thank you. So, Jane, before you go, I want you to give all the shout outs that you can on where people can find you.
Oh, well, Twitter, Jane Burgess AZ. Honestly, you should follow that one because I just gab and gab and gab on that one and post pictures. my website is just my name, janeburgess.com. I have Instagram too. Most of my stuff is Jane Burgess AZ because I wasn't original enough to come up with anything, so I just took the name and put it on everything. And I also think it's easier if you market yourself too. And that's the other thing I'm going to say to cam performers too, or just women in the industry. Make your name a brand. Pick a name, brand it on everything. Get a logo, brand pictures, brand your videos, brand, and make money.
Right. Hey, that's the key. Make the money. It's all about the sentiments. Just saying.
Despite what people think, it's all about the money, like every other job.
Exactly. But we have the funnest job in the world. We get to be sexy, have fun, and talk as much as we want to. It's like the coolest thing ever. The coolest
thing
ever.
It is. It's a great job.
It is.
I love this job.
Oh, my God. I do. I love it, too. I know, right? Oh, and Miss Princess, give us your shout-outs, beautiful, on where everybody can locate you, social media, camming, all that good, yummy vagina stuff.
Yes. You can find me camming on StreamMate. I will be going on cam tonight around 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also see me broadcast on princesssnowangel.com with my blogs and just other information all about me, the princess. And you can also find me on Twitter at princesssnow757. And in addition to my blog, I also have a white label PSA models where I got one new sign up. So you can find that page as well.
Oh, my goodness, this is awesome. And you guys out there, you know where to find me. Duh, on the internet. Hello. Just Google me. No, I'm kidding. You can Google me. I don't give a shit. There's a bunch of free stuff out there. Goddamn stealers stealing my shit everywhere.
That should be a whole episode you have right there. It's just on content.
I know, seriously. It's so funny. You don't know how many cam models that I have had message me on social media. Oh my God, Sammy, how do I get all this content taken down? I'm like, you don't. Like, you don't realize how long it would take to have all of this stolen content taken down unless you got money. And if you just started camming, you ain't got no money. Just saying.
That's why you logo everything.
Exactly.
That's the good thing about a logo. If they steal your stuff, voila, your logo is on there.
Yep.
They know how to find you.
Right? That's like when girls and guys do cam shows and they've got music playing in the background. There's a copyright infringement. So just saying. Just saying. Little hint right there. So you guys can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. Also on Instagram at Sammy_Brooks69. You can also catch my live cam show, Sammy_Brooks.camels.com. And I will actually go live tomorrow. Last week I said I was going to be live last Friday, but there's this thing that women have to deal with, which is, y'all know what I'm talking about. So it came up last week, a little week earlier than supposed to. So I'm actually going to get on cam tomorrow, and I'm going to talk a lot of shit to all you naughty sex monsters out there, because I can, and I will. I'll probably only be on for a couple hours, so take advantage of it. I'll tweet it out before I go on. Yeah. All right, girls, thank you so very, very much. And I will definitely retweet the show link out. So if your fans missed it, you guys can retweet it and share it with everybody and then come back and check it out. And Jane, I definitely want to have you back on because you're a total sweetheart. And the guys I know definitely love you. They love you.
Oh,
they love
you.
Your sexy ass.
I want to do that.
Yay.
I want to do Yay. The content thief one. I want to do that one.
Right?
There's so much stuff to say about those losers that steal our stuff.
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna actually write that on the I'm gonna put that on my book right now. Content.
Yeah.
Stealers.
Somebody needs to tell them all.
Stealers. Jane. Jane. XO,
yes.
XO. All right. All right, ladies. You guys have a fabulous weekend. If I don't talk to you, Princess, I'll be talking to you very soon. And our guest that we're going to have on the show next week is Goddess Amberlee, and she is a fetish model. So watch out. She's going to be joining us, and her Twitter is Amberlee, P as in pussy, S as in sex, O as in orgasm. That's Amberlee PSO. She will be joining us next week, so make sure you go check out her Twitter page. So on that note, ladies, have a fabulous evening, fabulous weekend, and great time masturbating on cam. You're both beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love it.
Bye, girls.
Bye.